Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, you know, there's not a lot of things we can be sure of anymore. Real estate, the economy, healthcare. But the one thing we know that is always going to be there and always going to be staring us straight at the face is the fact that we're getting older and that we're not getting younger. I know. Isn't that depressing? I was depressed this morning. I was looking at myself in the mirror going, wait, what? I look like that. No one ever's going to want me on TV. Thank God there's radio. Thank God. Anyway, Time Magazine came out with today 10 foods that make you look younger. Now, the only way these foods are going to make me look younger is to rub them all over my face. Because honestly, I really am not too happy with the way I look. But you know what? After watching Miss USA, okay, and not that I watched it, but, you know, seeing all the snippets on Miss USA, you know, I think it's a lost cause for me. I will never be Miss USA. I mean, let's have a Miss Middle-Aged Overweight USA. I mean, then maybe I could possibly qualify. Honestly, why don't they have a very realistic, you know, beauty competition? Remember they used to have a Mrs. USA and they all looked really old to us? We're like, oh my gosh, you know, and they were like very tan and they, you know, they looked okay, but I remember going, oh my gosh, you know, when I get married, I want to look like that. I don't want to look like that. And my mom's like, but they're beautiful women. No, they do not look like the Miss America pageant. Was it Mrs. America? I don't know. Somebody tried that. I don't know if it was an epic fail or not. But let's take a look at these. Okay, so what kind of foods? Remember, you are what you eat. Okay, so when I eat a chocolate marshmallow See's candy thing, then that's what I am. I'm a chocolate marshmallow, and I had time describing myself today. All right, so coffee. All right, coffee. They say the cup of joe has bioactive compounds that may protect your skin from melanoma. Remember we talked about how coffee may protect you against skin cancer, even though I thought you had to just pour it all over you, not hot, of course. They say researchers found that the more coffee you drank, the less likely you're going to get melanoma. And people drinking 4 cups a day at a 20% lower risk of developing malignant melanoma over a 10-year period than non-coffee drinkers. And if you get melanoma, it's not very sexy. So you see where they get this? Okay. All right. Watermelon. Okay. Watermelon has lycopene. Lycopene is in watermelon and tomatoes. It gives it this red color, beautiful color. Apparently, that also helps the skin stave off UV damage. Researchers believe that the melon contains as much as 40% more of the phytochemical than raw tomatoes, which is equivalent to an SPF 3. I know that not, even though I use SPF 50, SPF 3 means you could possibly be out in the sun 3 times longer until you burn. So if you burn in 10 minutes, SPF 3 means I could probably give you 30 minutes of protection. I would say please be careful. But I do like the idea of eating watermelon. You get a lot of fluids in it. You get the lycopene, which is good. One of my favorite fruits is pomegranates. Okay? They prevent fine lines, wrinkles, and dryness, they say, because the antioxidants neutralize the free radicals in your skin. This was a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition and found that higher vitamin C intake lessened the likelihood of dryness and wrinkles in middle-aged women. The anthocyanins also help increase collagen production, give skin a firmer look, and the ellagic acid also helps prevent damage from UV light. Blueberries, another one of the superfoods out there. They have vitamin C and E. They also have arbutin. Arbutin. Oh, my bad. I know I confused you all. Yeah, sorry, guys. I know. Erase. Yeah, it's arbutin. I know. I don't know how anybody else could have made that mistake. Kindergartner would have known that. Arbutin, a natural derivative of the skin lightener hydroquinone. So it could maybe help with your toning, free radical damage, etc. Lobster. What was that, Health Kitchen? Spaghetti lobster. Lobster is high in zinc. Shellfish has anti-inflammatory properties that can also help with skin. Zinc accelerates the renewal of skin cells. So, you seem to find zinc in a lot of acne medications. You could get it from a nice, juicy, expensive lobster. Kale. Kale has a lot of stuff because it's green, but it also has vitamin K. Vitamin K helps promote blood clotting so the blood vessels around the eyes don't leak and you don't look like you got bags under your eyes and things like that. So pretty good stuff. They say when you eat kale cooked, you seem to max the benefits of some of the vegetables instead of raw. That's interesting. Eggs. Eggs are really good because they got biotin, a B-complex vitamin that metabolizes amino acids, building blocks of protein. Those are pretty good. Walnuts. Walnuts are excellent as well. It's a good source of protein. They got the omega-3 fatty acids. You can't go wrong with the omega-3s, vitamin E, etc. Eat about a quarter cup a day. It makes me poop. Also, walnuts have a lot of copper. Avocado, yay, avocado. Avocado has oleic acid. Ole, 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 ole. That's an omega-9 fatty acid. It helps retain skin moisture. I will oleic acid all over. I love avocado. Cantaloupe has beta-carotene and vitamin A that also helps regulate the growth of skin cells on your scalp and sebum. Sebum in the skin outer layer. When you get a lot of sebum, you get pimples and clogging and things like that. It helps control that. Let me see what else. Probiotics seem to help. Green tea extract. Green tea extract has polyphenols. Time Magazine gives even more of a list, but I'm still excited about the ole ole avocado. Can't go wrong with some guacamole. I love guacamole. I like watching them make it. You know, they cut the avocado and then they scoop out the pit. And then they put the avocado green in there, and the avocado, it's a little mushy. And then they put tomato chunks and onion, and they put some little garlic and some salt and some lemon juice. It's yummy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen and Tom, who is working the dials. All right, this is anonymous. We don't have the name, but it's interesting. I got to read this to you. He says, Doctor, have you ever heard of this? I met a girl 6 months ago on Facebook, and we have been corresponding with small comments on Facebook every day since. So I get the guts to ask her out on Facebook Friday night, and she turns around, blocks me. And my friend says she posted on Facebook that anyone else should block me. I'm a pervert. He writes, my reputation is now destroyed. Goes on to ask, you know, what should he have done? What can he do? I don't know much about Facebook and I don't know much about social media, but I find that very frightening that somebody could call you something. And again, I'm assuming you're innocent, okay? I mean, I'm assuming when you asked her out, it was something as simple as, hey, you know, you want to go see the movie, you know, a movie, you know, tomorrow, that kind of thing. But you never know how somebody is going to respond. And I think you can block anybody you want. I've blocked lots of people on Facebook. And I only block you. I don't block people saying hi. You always get somebody weird that goes hi just out of the blue. And you know they're kind of roamers. But the ones I really block are the ones that start to be perverted. Or the ones that it's very, very weird. I get lots of messages. And if I don't answer a message back, people get mean. And when they get mean, I block them because I'm like, okay, oh my gosh, I don't even know you. And so, you know, that's an issue. Although you can message, I guess, anybody on Facebook. You don't even have to be a friend. Again, and I apologize for not knowing it that much, but where, how this relates to you guys is how do you protect yourself from somebody turning around and calling you, I mean, selling your name. Now, my guess is if anybody is talking, you know, saying lies about you, right, slandering or actually libel, right, you know, because it's being written, I think there is a way you could go to Facebook because, and then somebody has to stop. I think they have a way to stop those comments because, again, you could be looking at lawsuits there. But it happens, okay? I mean, look at the whole Yelp. TripAdvisor, I mean, you know, you see people bagging on each other, bagging on these companies, destroying their reputation, and you have absolutely no idea what to believe. So it already kind of happens. My guess is there has to be some way through Facebook where you can say, look, somebody who blocked me, from what I understand, is writing stuff, but look how scary. You know, they blocked you if it wasn't for your friend knowing. But now, let's talk about how do you ask somebody out online? Okay, people are doing it all the time. Now, one of the number one ways to meet somebody is online for those of us out of high school or college. All right, so online is where people meet. So, you know, we've talked about how to do it where it doesn't come off perverted. Now, again, you just never know. I remember movies in the 70s and 80s where, you know, a guy thought a girl liked him and then all of a sudden he would make a move and she would smack him and call him a pervert or whatever and run the other way. Okay, you would think that, you know, we've evolved to being a little less overly sensitive if all it was an ask out. But it really depends on how you did it. I mean, I'm assuming you didn't, you know, ask to sleep with her. Or you're beautiful, I saw pictures of you, you have a great body. That's going to be creepy. You don't want to come off creepy. So how not to come off creepy on Facebook? Well, one is don't just randomly say hi, okay? You know, two, be honest and upfront. Now, not honest about how much you like their body, okay? Guys, you got to kind of, you know, you got to kind of tone that back, okay? You know, okay? You know, I think you got the biggest boobs. No, women don't want to hear that, okay? Women don't want to hear that. All right. What I would do, again, I mean, and you know what? 6 months. You should kind of get kind of an idea, unless, of course, you know, I mean, the other thing is maybe it's not her. Maybe it's her husband. Do you have any idea? I mean, is she married? Is she? Don't ask for a date. Never ask for a date on Facebook. Okay? Never do that. So what I would do if I were a guy, and it's really hard to put myself in a guy's shoes because I'm a girl, and I know as a girl what I would want to hear. But, okay, you know, if you're a guy, be smart and do it the way a girl would want it done. So if I was single and somebody would write me, if he wrote something like this, okay, look, I don't want to ask you out on Facebook because I think that comes across creepy, but you really sound cool. So, would you be up for a non-date, like, lunch? You know, you want to, or, you know, grab some coffee. You want to grab something at Denny's. I'd love to meet you in person without, you know, or is this coming across? I would just talk it through type of thing. You know, you don't want to talk too much. You don't want to talk too much, but you see what I mean? You know, would you be up for that? I'm not asking you out on a date, all right, because I don't want to, you know, but, you know, do you want to meet in person? You're cool. I'm cool. Talk, you know, have some coffee. It'd be fun to meet you in person. Because that's the honest truth. You want to meet the person and you want to meet that person in person. Maybe the honest truth is you haven't had sex in 10 years and you want to have sex. Sometimes you don't want to elicit all truths right off the bat. But look, you know, don't lie. Never lie. Do you want to meet this person because you think this person is interesting enough to meet? All right? Then pick a very, very public place. Say, you know, we could bring friends. You know, and I'll bring some friends or whatever, or just make sure it's a public place so they don't think that you are a predator. And you're going to take your chances. I mean, remember, you don't know this person. You are meeting them online. Okay? Now, what may help is, and you want to be careful, you don't want to look like you're creepy or stalking them, but what may help is if a mutual friend knows who they are. So like, for example, you guys are all friends on Facebook, but you don't work with that person, but your friend does. Okay? Then, you know, another thing you could do is, you know, have your friend, you know, pass a note. Or have your friend, you know, go look, you know, is she looking for anybody? You know, type of thing. Maybe a setup. It's not officially a blind date, but something like that. And your friend could be there with his girl or whatever. So, it's gotta be smooth. It's gotta be honest. It has to be open. It has to be non-committal. Okay? And, just not creepy. So, my suggestion is if you think you're now being bad-mouthed online, you got to go to Facebook and see what they could do to take that down. I was talking to somebody who recently went through a divorce. And I guess when the kids had a sleepover, they trashed the place. They were building forts with pillows and all sorts of stuff. So the kid made these forts, and they were supposed to be pretty, I mean, considering what he had to work with pillows and cushion covers, et cetera, it looked pretty good for them to play whatever they were doing. You know, you have those little Nerf guns that have the little soft things. I don't know what they were shooting at with each other with. So anyway, the kid takes a picture. So the kid takes a picture and posts it on Instagram how he was able to make this fort. Okay? Texas Rising, whatever they're doing. They're all, you know, he's all excited. Well, that picture comes on Instagram, and ex-wife, who is going through the divorce, or estranged wife, takes that picture, and from what I understand, uses it against dad. Look at the living conditions. This is what my kid is posting. We're looking at child abuse. Look at the dirty food sitting there in the corner. And, wow. What are your recourses? We do not live in a private society anymore. I will walk around in my pajamas, and I mean they're appropriate in front of my kids, you know. I mean they're pajamas, but nothing I really want you guys all to see. And my kids are in the middle of a Skype session with their buddies, or they are Instagramming pictures or whatever. And I can't tell you how many times I have to scream at my kids to erase that because you see my big ugly foot, or you see me shaving my legs in the background, or you see me going into a Lucky Charms box trying to eat Lucky Charms, and I just don't have the privacy. So, just, you know, keep in mind that this is, nobody was trained for this in school. You are living in a very unprivate world. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'd love to know if any of you guys have ever had instances where something that you never made it to the internet did. And, now, mind you, you know, you're talking to somebody who very, very gladly posted pictures of me getting my mammogram done. I don't care about that, okay? I'm a doctor. I'm teaching you guys. I'm in control of that. But, you know, as somebody taking a picture from a party and trying to twist it, you know, this poor guy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the European Medicines Agency is starting to review HPV vaccines and looking into possible rare side effects. They want to further clarify aspects of their safety profile, but they are not questioning at all that the benefits of HPV vaccines outweigh their risks. Right now, no change in Europe, or from what I understand in America, is being planned to change how we give the HPV vaccine. Many countries are already giving it out. We believe we've estimated 72 million people have already gotten the HPV vaccine to help protect against cervical cancer and other sorts of cancer. But apparently there was a review initiated at the request of Denmark to look at specifically the data of two conditions. One is complex regional pain syndrome, which is a chronic pain condition affecting the limbs, which I would not wish on my worst enemy, and postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which is a condition in which a heart rate increases abnormally after sitting or standing up, causing you to have dizziness, fainting, headache, chest pain, or weakness. Now, apparently, there are reports of these two conditions occurring in young women who have received an HPV vaccine and are right now being, I guess, evaluated by the Pharmacovigilance Risk Assessment Committee. However, still no causal link between the vaccines and this have been established. The agency points out that both conditions can occur in non-vaccinated individuals, and it's considered important to further review if the number of cases reported with HPV vaccine is greater than would be expected. So you see what they have to do. One is they have to see, does it cause it? Okay, out of the blue. Two is, did these people have a condition before that was diagnosed or undiagnosed? So if somebody was starting to have issues and they really didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden they get the shot, the vaccine, and they're like, okay, now I have it. And they ask the family, but didn't the person complain of any other issues? And, you know, patient never went to the doctor because it wasn't that bad. Or the patient did have issues, never went to the doctor. Now they have an issue, and the family is going to stay firm saying it was the vaccine. This is what is so frustrating about the autism cases that parents are saying were caused by the vaccine. You're trying to look back at children that don't have much of a medical history to see if really they were communicative and the doctor documented communication prior to the shot. But, you know, at 2, 4, 6, these are vaccines given to babies. You know, yeah, you could document engagement. You could document maybe some babbling or cooing. And we always try to document communication, but it hasn't been enough for the parents that unfortunately believed that those shots actually cause autism in their children. So here you have the HPV vaccine, and you know what these government agencies have to do is see, look, did you have something that you were completely healthy, you got the shot, and now you have it? Or did you have something where the shot predisposed you or instigated? Because then that's another problem. We have to decide not to give these shots, like the flu shot. You don't want to give it to a person who's allergic to eggs. You know, or somebody with a neurological illness like Guillain-Barré. So a recent report of those two syndromes, the CRPS and the POTS, was published online May 20th in the July issue of Clinical Rheumatology. The symptoms more often reported are chronic pain with paresthesias, like changes in numbing, headaches, fatigue, orthostatic intolerance, meaning you can't handle standing up. This was from Manuel Martinez Levin, MD, from the Instituto Nacional de Cardiológico Ignacio Chavez in Mexico City, Mexico. The adverse reactions appear to be more frequent after HPV vaccines then compared with other types of immunizations. They're also looking at fibromyalgia, CRPS, etc. So, you know, for you as a parent, you're like, well, I know I'm supposed to be vaccinating my daughter between 11 and 26. We're supposed to be vaccinating our young boys because of the risk of throat cancer and other sorts of penile cancer that HPV could cause. And, you know, a lot of people do not want to give a vaccine if they, you know, don't know if it's 100% safe. Right now, I can say any of my patients that ever got it have been fine. Any of my patients ever recommended that they get it from the gynecologist have been fine. So I have not seen that. However, I have heard that there were cases that they were linking with the HPV vaccine and studying it. So that's kind of where we are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. You haven't really been hearing much about Ebola in the news. So many people are going, okay, well, you know, we're seeing a lot of Hillary Clinton. We're seeing a lot of Donald Trump. I guess Ebola's gone. No. The UN is saying, uh-uh. All right? We are still seeing 30 people getting infected each week. The worst recorded outbreak of the virus has killed over 11,000 people across West Africa since late 2013. There has been a flare-up in Liberia that I believe happened last week. They say the battle can be won, but it does need sustained effort, very careful negotiation with communities, and perfection in follow-up. He's under normal circumstances. An infection rate of 30 people a week would be considered a major, major outbreak. See, compared to what we saw last year with it, when you hear 30 people a week, you're like, okay, we're good. It's only 30 people, but that's huge. 30 people a week is huge. Infection rates are down. Liberia reported a 17-year-old boy tested positive for the virus on June 30th, 2 months after the country was supposedly free of Ebola. Liberia was the country worst hit. Also, Guinea, Sierra Leone, still struggling to stop the disease. So, the outbreak has obviously galvanized a global response. Donor countries pledged another $3.4 billion. U.S. dollars, in addition to $1.8 billion of unspent money in an effort to eradicate this disease. So, again, just because you haven't heard it in the news doesn't mean Ebola isn't still going on. Pretty scary stuff. You know, when I was in Mexico, I was talking to the cab drivers, and, you know, in as good as the Spanish as I could speak, and I was asking them, you know, because you don't really see a lot of Mexicans put sunscreen on and all that. And, yeah, we're obviously closer to the equator than, you know, up in Nevada where I live. And, you know, I asked them, you know, what's the skin cancer rate? And they're like, we really don't get a lot of skin cancer out here. Definitely diabetes. Diabetes is a biggie and high cholesterol. But, you know, nah, not skin cancer. And, you know, you see the Mexican skin, the skin of Hispanic people kind of in the, you know, deeper part where you see they got a lot of sun. And some I saw were applying sunscreen, and you could see that they had, you know, obviously more melanin. But, you know, it would be really interesting to study the environmental factors of sun and protection against certain sorts of cancer. Now, we know melanomas are still common around the equator countries, etc. But here we have basal cell and squamous cell and actinokeratosis and all that, yet you're really not seeing a lot of that in Mexico. You know, and so it's, you know, is it just the melanin, or is it that having sun is protective? I found it very, very interesting. Another thing I found interesting when I was in Mexico was when you turn left, do not turn left like you do in America. In America, you go to the left-hand lane, and then you wait till it's clear to go and make your left turn. In Puerto Vallarta, when you drive around, left is all the way on the right. You have to go all the way to the right, and then you stop, you stay there, and then you wait for the cars that are to the left of you going straight to stop. Once you get the arrow or you get the signal, then you cross completely over the lane to do your left turn. My husband and I completely messed up on that when we were driving around Mexico all the time. And now we know you just go all the way to the right and then you wait until it's your turn to do anything but going straight. I thought that was very fascinating. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, foods to help arthritis pain, and why not knowing what you want to name your baby can possibly put the baby at medical risk. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of you are like, Dahlia, arthritis really? Food will not help arthritis. You're getting wear and tear on the bone. You're getting inflammation. You're getting bony deposits and osteophytes. There's no way that my avocado is going to help. Yes, it is. Avocado is a superfood. Absolutely. And the type of arthritis we're talking about is osteoarthritis. And also, some of you guys, by the way, with gouty arthritis, it wouldn't hurt eating foods lower in purines because of the uric acid. So I don't think that's a bad idea also, trying to avoid a lot of the heavy meats. But let's talk about osteoarthritis. You got osteophytes growing on the bony growth because of the friction. You have less cartilage with wearing and tearing. And it's a process where many of us need to eventually get knee or hip replacements, which, by the way, is going to bankrupt Medicare later because as we're living older, we are outliving our joints. Anyway, so what sorts of foods would help? Well, foods that are anti-inflammatory would help. So, all right, foods that have, let's say, oily fish, like your salmon, trout, sardines, mackerel, food full of omega-3 fatty acids would be excellent. Foods with vitamin D, magnesium, calcium, so you can never go wrong with the oily fish. Salmon, one of my super fish, I love it. Even though I don't like fish, I could get through a piece of salmon if it's cooked right and all buttered up. Next, leafy greens. Again, you can't go wrong. Kale, spinach, broccoli, these things are pretty good. They got magnesium, they got calcium, vitamin E, there's cytokines. Those seem to help. I'm sorry, we don't want the cytokines. Cytokines are the ones that cause the inflammation, but the vitamin E protects your body from these cytokines. Broccolini seems to work. Avocado. Can't go wrong with avocado. Makes you look good. Has magnesium. Yummy. You can eat it with some chips. Eat some guacamole. I love it. And we forgot we got boron there. Boron is on avocados. And boron seems to affect the body like magnesium and phosphorus does. Helps reduce symptoms of osteoarthritis. Not too bad. Turmeric latte. Now, I don't really have turmeric in my house. I need to because it looks really yummy. It has the curcumin in it, makes turmeric bright yellow. And I guess this was used as ancient Indian medicines and Chinese medicines years ago. They're supposed to help the entire body, ease joint pain, increase flexibility. I don't think it could hurt. You could even, you know, use it on your vegetables and even make a latte out of it with some warm almond milk. Go for it and tell me how it is, all right? Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds have antioxidants, omega-3s. They got calcium, magnesium, boron, sulfur, almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts, pumpkin, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, all great. They say make sure you eat them raw. Be careful with salted and roasted varieties. I like the caramelized candied nuts, but that won't work. Olive oil can help with arthritis. Olive oil has oleocanthal, and it's found in olive oil, and it has very similar effects as NSAIDs do. It prevents the production of inflammatory enzymes. The cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil works really well. You can put it on your salads and make it work. Bone broth. I don't want anybody eating bones, but a lot of times when we make chicken soup, we throw the chicken bones in there. It's true, and it is anti-inflammatory. Gently simmering bones and a bunch of vegetables as it heats in water will release nutrients like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, sodium, potassium into the stock. It's good for your joints, makes you feel good. They said you could even add some apple cider vinegar if you want. Chicken broth, you could add some turmeric, some ginger. I don't know, throw some guacamole on top. You're going to be healthy. So I would suggest you try those. Those are pretty good. Another thing I would suggest is figure out your baby name and fast. They say waiting to pick your baby's name after you give birth is raising the risk for medical mistakes. All right? Hospitals have to put on a name for identification. So at first, before I named my kid had on his anklet, crazy mom with crazy hair screaming in room two. So that was my kid. And I'm like, no, just call him Stone. Just say that's his name, Stone. All right? And that's what we did. Okay? Because I didn't want crazy mama on his birth certificate. So There was a study published in the journal Pediatrics, and it says researchers believe that when you use non-distinctive names, because they're still trying to figure it out, we're starting to see more mistakes happen. So, like, for example, sometimes they use baby girl Hobson or Catherine's girls Hobson, something like that. All right. Or one Catherine's girl, two Catherine's girl. You got to be careful as you do these, because the less unique their name, the less, I should say, their name seems to kind of go with the chart, etc. They say that there's medical mistakes that can happen from the nursing staff. Now, I find that hard to believe, because all the nurses that I saw in labor and delivery and NICU were awesome. I mean, they had their act together. But anyway, it's a study that they suggest. They say researchers compared the rate of so-called retract and reorder events in the years before and after intervention. It's a tool that hospitals use to flag medical orders retracted by a healthcare worker and then placed by the same healthcare worker on a different patient within a short time. They said there was a 36% decline in those events in the year after the intervention of making sure that the kids had better names. So Cutie Pie, Buggy Bear, Cupcake Tushy, you can't use those. So they came up with a system where you actually had as much as possible in that name while they were figuring out the name. Now, I'm not saying you have to have your baby named when the baby comes out. You know, I don't even call my kids Stone anymore. I call him Cupcake Tushy. I used to call him Taki as a baby, and then Brock, the younger one, I called him Taki too. You know, Taki number two. I also used to call my first one Fishy. So I would call him Fishy all the time. Hi, Fishy. He's such a Fishy. I know he's in high school now, so it's hard to call him Fishy. And then Taki too is still Taki. I'm like, hi, Taki. And, you know, so, I have to fill something out for school or put his name on his, you know, gym shorts. And I write Taki too. And he's like, no, Mom, put Brock. Why? Brock's my name. No, it's not. It's Cupcake Tushy. No, it's Brock. So I have to put Brock on his name, you know, on his pants and whatever. So anyway, make sure you know the name. And again, honestly, guys, if you don't know what to name your kid, name him Dahlia. I think Dahlia is a gorgeous name. No, you don't have to name them Dr. Dahlia. You could. But Dahlia, sexy, smart, true googly-eyed, but that's okay. Look, we googly eyes are proud of our, proud of me, like Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster is king of the googly eyes. All right, cigarette smoking. Could that make you psychotic? According to a study conducted around the world between 1980 and 2014, the team found that 57% of people first diagnosed with psychosis were smokers in the past. The strange thing they say is that the more of the people who would be, I guess, categorized as having psychosis are more likely to be smokers. So the big dilemma is are people who smoke eventually becoming psychotic, or are people with psychoses more inclined to smoke? And so that's why they're already smoking. There was a research published in The Lancet Psychiatry suggesting daily tobacco use, which obviously causes cancer and stroke, etc., may be a major contributor to mental illness. They analyzed data from 61 studies and found that 57% of people first diagnosed with psychosis were smokers. They looked at 15,000 smokers and 273,000 non-smokers, some of whom were diagnosed with schizophrenia. People with first episodes of psychosis were 3 times more likely to be smokers. Now, some of you guys who are smokers are like, wait a second, who's calling me psychotic? Nobody's calling you psychotic, okay? But we are finding that maybe you might not have had a psychiatric illness. And people with psychiatric illnesses, did the smoking cause that to advance? It's worth looking at. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.